Pastor Greg read that passage from Romans chapter 2, and it starts with verse 12, "For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law." This morning, we looked at the purpose of the law. Why the law? And one of the things that we saw is that the law is intended to lead us to Christ. The law is intended to show us our inability to keep it, and thus cause us to despair of any help from ourselves or any hope within ourselves in order to keep the law, to make ourselves right with God. But there are a lot of people who don't really understand that. One of the things that Peter admonishes us to do in 1 Peter 3:15, he says, "Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts," or "set Christ as Lord in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to everyone who asks you a reason of the hope that is in you." The reality is that not all that many people are asking us about the reason for the hope that's in us. So we need to be prepared anyway to share with people about where their hope should be, where our hope is, and where their hope should be. One of the things that I address this morning, I want to address a little bit more this evening, is the use of the law in witnessing. The use of the Ten Commandments in sharing the gospel with people. I encourage you to do that. As you witness to people, don't necessarily start with "God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life." You maybe start with, you know, "You are under the wrath of God, and if you don't repent, you're in big trouble." But the thing is, people will not necessarily accept that unless they really understand what it means to be a law breaker. For example, if there were no signs on Rose Hill Road, speed limit signs, people would drive up here all day, I mean, just as fast as they wanted to go. If they didn't know that there was a speed limit here, and if they got pulled over by the police, they would say, "What's the big deal? There's no speed limit here. What are you stopping me for?" But since there is a speed limit sign, if someone gets pulled over for exceeding the speed limit, they may not be happy about it. They may even try to argue, but they really don't have a case because the speed limit is clearly posted. So if they get a ticket and there's a fine attached, there is a valid reason for that. Likewise, people need to understand what it is that they're in many respects going to be judged according. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions tonight. The first question is, do you know the Ten Commandments? I don't mean in a general sense, but do you know them so that you could use them? Could you go through the Ten Commandments starting from 1 to 10? Could you pull out like number 5, number 8, number 3? If I were to ask you, you know, what is the third commandment? How many people know what that is? Just right. Okay, there are a few, some of you. What about the seventh? How many of you know what that is? Just right off the bat. Okay, again, some of you. My family knows them. They know them in and out of order because I've taught them to them. Now, we didn't go through a big, long deal. I taught them to all of my children in about 10 minutes. All right, or less, and they've got them. Okay, so tonight I'm going to ask you: Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Okay. There's a show by that name for those of you who don't know. I haven't seen it, but I know there's a show by that name. But I want to ask you: Are you as smart as a third grader? Because all of my kids have learned this by the time they were in the third grade. All right. So I'm going to teach you the Ten Commandments, and when we get finished here, if you pay attention and if you think, some of you are already in trouble, but no. If you pay attention and if you think, you'll know the Ten Commandments in and out of order. Why? So that you can say you know them? No. So that if you have an opportunity, you can use the law. You can use God's word. Now, we're not going to learn them as I read them this morning, you know, the whole expanded version. "I am the Lord your God who led you out of Egypt," you know, "you shall have no other gods." No, we're just going to learn the essence of each commandment. That's really all you need to know to be able to talk with someone, to share with someone. So I have a little thing hooked up here where I can draw, and it will appear on the screen, I hope. All right. Uh-oh. Let's see if we can get this thing. Technology's great when it works. There we go. All right. Okay. Now, no making fun of my drawing. All right? I know it's bad. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is learn it using pictures. Primarily, we're going to take each number and turn it into a picture. Except for the first commandment. We're just going to use the one. Al. Where's Al? Do you have those sheets of paper? All right, if you would get some help, maybe get Kendall and Kyle to help you or the ushers have them. Okay, thank you. If everybody needs a sheet of paper so that you can write this, you'll learn better as you do it, okay? So there's a blank sheet of paper here. Now, some of you, I've done this before with kids, with different groups, but there'll be a slight change from the way we learned it before. So we're just going to start with number one. That's kind of a one, okay? Got a long base, a little bit longer base. But all you need to remember is one. And so that means there is one God, no others. I mean, that's pretty simple, right? One. There's one God. No others. Anybody have an issue with that problem? You can remember that. There's no picture. It's just a one. One God, no others. Okay, we're going to go to number two. Now, here's where you have to indulge me. Two. Okay? Draw your two. Okay. The two, whoops. There we go. The two becomes a duck or a goose or a swan on the water. You see the feathers back there and it's sitting on the water, all right? And what it sees, what do you see when you look in the water? Your image. You see your reflection. So this swan, we're going to say, ugly swan, sees its image. Think image. See the two becoming a swan, looking in the water and seeing its reflection, its image. Don't think reflection, think image. Which reminds you of what? No image. No graven image. Or no idols, if you want to shorthand it. So the two becomes a swan or a goose or duck, whatever, looking in the water at its image. Number three. Okay. The three, you see the three there? It falls over and becomes an N. You see, it fell over and it became an N. And N is the first letter in the word name. Got it? What does that make you think of? Don't use the Lord's name in vain, or no name in vain. So you know the commandments. You just need to have a way to be able to remember them, bring them to mind. So the three falls over, becomes an M. N. N is the first letter in the word name. No name. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Number four. We're going to use the four. A little bit of an odd shape four, for a reason. Because this four is not just a four.
This is weird. That's what this is. Okay, this is someone sitting on the floor and singing. This is somebody sitting on a church pew. All right? This is a church pew. And they're singing hymns. Okay? And when do you sing, when do you sit in a church pew and sing hymns? On the Sabbath, right? So the fourth commandment is remember the Sabbath. I knew you'd love this. Especially the artistry, right? What? Yeah, that's right. Oh, you should see the drawing games at my house. All right. Five. See the five? All right. What do you think that five is going to be? The five is a smiling, happy father. Why is that father smiling? Because his children honor him, okay? Honor your father and mother. Just so you know, there are a few keys in remembering things, memorizing things. The most important key is association, associating something with something else. Another key is unusual. You remember things that are unusual. These are unusual drawings, are they not? Okay. So really, you don't remember the ordinary, do you? You don't remember much about your drive to church here today. Unless somebody had an accident and you saw it. Or unless the street light blew up, you know. I mean, you don't remember the ordinary, but you remember the unusual thing. So my drawing really helps there, right? Because it's not normal or it's not ordinary. It's unordinarily bad. All right. Now we come to number six. Before we do that, we're halfway through. What's commandment number three? No name in vain. Three falls over, becomes an N. N is the first letter in the word name. What's the second one? No graven image. See, you're getting it. All right. Six. What is that? It's a serpent. That's right. It's a poisonous serpent. Okay? And if you get bit by a poisonous serpent, it may kill you. All right? So the key word is kill. The picture is a serpent. So it's no kill or no murder. You shall not kill. You shall not murder. Got it? Number seven, if you thought the others were good or not. Number seven, the seven is half of a tree. Okay, there's a tree there. And see what we have is someone hanging from a tree. But not just any someone. This is an adult. It's an adult person hanging from a tree. Anybody get it? Adult tree. Okay? Adult, whoops, plus tree. If these weren't silly, you wouldn't know half of them. So number 7 is no adultery. What was number 6? No kill. Now what was number 4? Remember the Sabbath. See? All right. Number 8. Is that 8? Those are apples stacked on top of each other. All right? What do kids, especially boys, do sometimes with apples? They steal apples. They steal apples out of from the farmers or the whatever, the orchard. So there's kind of a little phrase to remember with this one. Whoops. I ate the apple I stole. I ate the apple I stole. Stole that apple. So 8, no steal. Nine. I have to give my wife credit for this one. This is a new version for those of you who have seen it before, learned it before. The old one I just didn't have confidence in. Not sure I have confidence in this one. With my drawing. Do I need to redo that, Chris? Will they get it? Okay. All right. This is a face. Is that long nose, long beak there? This is a person, and this is his or her tongue. Okay? Sticking out. Why is the nose so long? It's a lying tongue. Which means don't lie, don't bear false witness. Oops. It would look better if my drawing was better. Okay. Lying tongue. Got that? It's a big lying tongue. Okay. All right. Number 10. I got to redo that. What's that? It's a ball. It's a bat and a ball, right? Kinda. It's a 10, right? You can see 10. The 1 is the bat. The 0 is the ball. Boys, I remember growing up always wanting a nice bat and ball. And if somebody else had one that was nicer than mine, I wanted that one. What was I doing? Coveting. Boy, that's a great bat. Well, that's not. But that's a nice bat and ball. I sure wish I had that bat and ball. Coveting. I covet that bat and that ball. Actually, for some of us, we covet a better baseball team to root for. But in it, that's a different story. So 10 is no covet. All right? Okay. Let's go back through these real quick. 1. What? Is there a picture here? Just a number. The 1 reminds you of what? 1 God. No others. 2. What's the picture? The swan. And what's the swan doing? Seeing its image. That's right. So no image, no grave image, no idol. 3. What happens to the 3? Falls over, becomes an end. Which reminds you of? Name. No name in vain. The 4 is what? What? The church pew. Right. So the four is a church pew. The fourth commandment is remember the Sabbath. That's right. The fifth is a happy dad. Okay. He's happy because his children honor him. Honor your parents. The sixth becomes a serpent, a snake, a poisonous snake. And the sixth commandment? Don't kill. Seven, everybody's favorite, right? Adultery. No adultery. See, you'll never forget that one. Eight, apples. Ate the apple I stole. No stealing. The nine, I'm not even going to try to draw it again. Lying tongue, that's right. No lying, no false witness. And then the ten, a bat and a ball. All right, which is coveting, no covet. Okay. All right, so you got those, right? Okay, so if I call on you individually, you'll be able to tell me what they are in and out of order, right? Who can tell me what the third commandment is? Wait, don't shout it out. Let me see a hand. Who can tell me what the third commandment is? Amy. No name in vain. That's right. Number eight. Who can do? Rachel. No stealing. That's right. Number six. Michelle. No killing. That's right. Number five. Tony. On your father and mother. That's right. Number two. Did I say two yet? Laura? No graven image. Number one. Karen. No other gods. That's right. Did I say four yet? Number four. Matthew. Remember the Sabbath. That's right. Number seven. All right, Sarah. That's right. No adultery. Number 10. Phil. That's right. You shall not covet. Okay, which one have I left out? See, you even know that. You know, you can remember which one I haven't mentioned. And it's number 9. And who knows number 9? Teresa. That's right. Don't lie. Don't bear. See how easy that was? Now you are equipped to use the law. At least you know the Ten Commandments in and out of order. I learned that more than 30 years ago. Okay? Now, when I think Ten Commandments, when I think Ninth Commandment, I don't see that picture. All right? When I think Fourth Commandment, I don't see. I just know what they are. So after a while, you won't need the pictures. You'll just know them. But if you need them, you have them. You can always come back to them. So it's a way to remember the Word of God so that you can use it. Not so that you can show off, but so that you can use it to help others.